Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And Tara.
Today we have a pre-intermediate lesson about how to order pizza.
I'm very excited about this lesson. Pizza is my ultimate comfort food.
Yeah, it's mine too, actually, I'm honest.
Bread and cheese.
Oh, how can you disagree with bread and cheese?
Exactly. So we have a dialogue between someone on the phone calling a pizza restaurant.
And then the person at the restaurant, the employee, taking the order.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's take a listen.
Okie doke.
Hi, Mario's Pizza. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to order a couple pizzas, please.
Is this for takeout or delivery?
Takeout, please.
Sure. Which kinds of pizza would you like?
I'd like a large chicken deluxe and a medium Hawaiian.
Sure. We do have a special on margarita and pepperoni this week. Would you be interested in that?
No, thanks. And could I get extra pineapple on the Hawaiian? And could you hold the mushrooms on the chicken deluxe?
Yes, for sure. That'll be $2 for the extra pineapple. Would you like thin crust or regular crust?
Thin crust sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. And would you like a drink or some dipping sauce with that?
No, that's okay. Just the pizzas.
Okay. That will be about 30 minutes, and with tax, the total comes to $28.75.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Mario's Pizza. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.
So first we have the employee at the pizza restaurant saying, "Hi, this is Mario's Pizza. How can I help you?"
Right. He's answering the phone and the person responds and says, "Hi, I'd like to order a couple pizzas, please."
So right away we have "I'd like to." That's showing the intention. And then we have "a couple pizzas."
Right. So a couple. Do we always have to say "a couple of"?
No. For this exception, we can just say "a couple." There should be "of," but we don't need to say it when we say "couple." Like, for example, a couple beers, a couple people.
Right. So just shorten it, but it means a couple of something, meaning two of something.
Right, right. Like, for example, a glass of milk.
What do we say if we want three?
Three. Oh.
A few?
A few. Yeah, a few is like three or four.
Right. And we can also say "a few pizzas."
Yeah.
We don't want to say "a few of pizzas."
That's right. A few pizzas. Right.
Okay, and then what does the person at the restaurant ask her?
Yeah, he says, "Is this for takeout or delivery?"
Right, so we have the expression "takeout." Now, this can be a verb or it can be a noun.
Right, but in this case, it's a noun, like "I go to get takeout."
And I pick it up and take it home with me versus delivery, where they bring it to you.
Right, yeah. And sometimes you can even write "takeout" as one word.
Yes, so, "Hey, let's get takeout for dinner tonight."
Yeah.
Or even a specific type of food. So Chinese takeout is actually probably the most common, expression.
Yeah, but I like pizza.
Pizza's good. Pizza's good. And she then says she wants takeout.
So the man at the restaurant, he says, "Okay, sure. Which pizza flavors would you like?"
Right. So flavors, like tastes?
Yeah, tastes. Yeah, you could say toppings here. We often say pizza toppings.
Right. Because they still go on top.
Right. Yeah, because they do go on top. Yeah. But you can just say flavors, like, for example, pepperoni, Hawaiian.
Right. And in this case, she would like what?
Oh, yeah. She wants a large chicken deluxe and a medium Hawaiian pizza.
Right. So a deluxe pizza. Actually, this looks like the word luxury.
Yeah, you can see it right there. L-U-X, luxury.
Right.
Luxurious. So it's like, it's better.
Everything.
Superior. Yeah, it's really, it's the best pizza.
It's the deluxe. So it's got everything on it.
Yeah, like mushrooms, chicken, all. It's got everything.
Right. So we also will use, for example, Meat Lover's Deluxe.
Oh, yeah, Meat Lover's Deluxe.
Which is every kind of meat you can think
pepperoni,
of.
Pepperoni, pork, everything, yeah.
Sausage. Yeah. So at some restaurants, like Pizza Hut, they may call it a supreme pizza.
Yeah, yeah. So it could change.
Depending on the name of the that the restaurant chooses to give the type of pizza.
Right, yeah. But deluxe is pretty general.
Yeah.
And what about Hawaiian? What's the specific thing about Hawaiian?
My favorite. This is always ham and pineapple.
Pineapple. Ooh, why would you want to eat
love it.
Hot pineapple? I don't like Hawaiian.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, no.
It's very refreshing.
Ooh, but it's sweet on the
pizza.
I
know. Sweet and salty.
I can't eat it.
But it is, you can say, I would like a ham and pineapple, but Hawaiian means exactly the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
And every restaurant will have Hawaiian pizza, and it means the same.
Yeah, that's true. You get a lot of that in big restaurants, but a lot of the gourmet, sort of authentic pizza places don't always have Hawaiian because sometimes they don't think it's real pizza, real authentic Italian pizza.
Because it's from Hawaii.
It's from Hawaii, yeah.
But this is actually a common discussion about having chicken on your pizza and pineapple. There's a debate in North America.
Well, I still like chicken, so I'll have chicken pizza.
I like pineapple.
Okay. So the guy hears the order, but then he wants to offer something. Sure, we do have a special on margarita and pepperoni this week. Would you be interested in that?
Right. So a special, usually when we see the word special, it's an adjective. It describes something.
Yeah, but this case, it's a noun.
And it means special. On sale or promotion.
Yeah, or discount.
Exactly. Yeah. And margarita pizza, one of my favorites.
Yeah, margarita.
Yes. So this is not the drink. Same
right,
pronunciation
drink.
And spelling.
Yeah.
But this just means with mozzarella
cheese,
tomatoes, and basil.
And it is delicious.
Delicious.
It's simple, but delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. Simple and also very Italian.
Very authentic. Yes. And the other option is pepperoni.
Yeah, so just lots of pepperoni. This is probably my favorite because I love pepperoni.
It's like a spicy sausage almost.
Sliced up, yeah.
Yeah, very thinly sliced. And she says, nope, I want my ham and pineapple.
Yeah.
And can I actually get extra pineapple?
Yeah, so she even wants more of this sweet flavor on her pizza.
But how does she feel about mushrooms?
Yeah, so the chicken deluxe, I guess, has mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So she says, could you hold the mushrooms? Hold them? Hold them?
Right, so she doesn't want him to put a whole bunch of mushrooms in his hand and just hold them. It just means leave them off.
Yeah, I don't want mushrooms. No mushrooms.
Right. So, for example, if I go to a restaurant and I'm ordering a hamburger, I can say, hold the onions.
Oh, onions are so good.
They they can be. So anything or hold the sauce, anything that you don't want.
It's like when before they put it on, they hold it for longer. And that's how I think about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, after they discuss the pineapple, the man at the store asks if she would like thin crust.
Yeah, yeah. So thin crust is like this more authentic Italian. So that's why it's become a lot more popular these days.
Right, and it's a little crispy.
And, yeah, a little bit crispy, yeah.
And we've seen this word crust before in the pie lesson.
Yeah, making apple pies. Yeah,
yes.
So this crust, it's like the outside part. Hard.
Crispy bread.
Some people don't like to eat it.
So that's why they get thin crust.
Thin crust, yeah. Or regular crust, which you could say thick crust.
Well, that's another one.
Another way. I think usually I've seen regular crust.
Yeah, and another is deep dish crust.
Deep dish is so good.
Or very common now, Pizza Hut has stuffed crust with cheese inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my dream crust.
It's really good.
And the man at the store also asks if she would like some dipping sauce. So dipping.
Yeah, yeah, dipping sauce. So this is like from the word dip, which means to go in or put in briefly.
And into a liquid usually?
Yeah, usually liquid. Like, and you could even say this when you go for a short swim in a lake or a river, you say, oh, I'm going to take a dip.
Yes.
In the water.
But you don't use it when you're talking about a bath or a shower.
No, no, no. That's a different
purpose.
That's
a soak, usually.
Yeah.
This is just a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the order all settled, and what does the man at the store say?
Oh, right. So after he does the calculation, and he says it'll be about 30 minutes, and with tax, the total comes to. So the total is like the price.
The whole amount.
Mm-hmm. After adding the medium Hawaiian and the large chicken ducks deluxe price.
And the tax.
And the tax, yeah.
So tax is what the store or usually the government tells mm-hmm. you, we don't like taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
sales taxes is basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it increases the total.
Yeah, so we don't have to say the total price. You can just say the total.
Because we're talking about money. Mm-hmm. We know that mm-hmm. it's a price of something.
Yeah. And then comes to... We use this for adding things, mm-hmm. usually when we pay a bill.
Yes, mm-hmm. that comes to $59.95.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Means the total is.
Yeah, the calculation, yeah.
And very useful here is the man at the restaurant says, that'll be about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so he's talking about the waiting time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't have to say, you have to wait about 30 minutes. Just say the number.
Yes.
That will be about 30 minutes.
Or, you know, it'll be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Meaning you will wait for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds great. Let's take another listen to the dialogue between this woman ordering pizza and the man at the restaurant.
Sounds good.
Hi, Mario's Pizza. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to order a couple pizzas, please.
Is this for takeout or delivery?
Takeout, please.
Sure. Which kinds of pizza would you like?
I'd like a large chicken deluxe and a medium Hawaiian.
Sure. We do have a special on margarita and pepperoni this week. Would you be interested in that?
No, thanks. And could I get extra pineapple on the Hawaiian? And could you hold the mushrooms on the chicken deluxe?
Yes, for sure. That'll be $2 for the extra pineapple. Would you like thin crust or regular crust?
Thin crust sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. And would you like a drink or some dipping sauce with that?
No, that's okay. Just the pizzas.
Okay. That will be about 30 minutes. And with tax, the total comes to $28.75.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Mario's Pizza. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.
So today, guys, we listened to a lot of great vocabulary for when you're ordering pizza.
Yummy.
And so we heard different flavors like, what is it? Pepperoni.
Margarita or Hawaiian.
Yeah, or chicken deluxe.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who really like authentic pizza.
Yeah.
That we can call them pizza snobs.
Pizza snobs because they don't want to eat like the fast food kind of pizza. They want real Italian authentic
good
pizza.
Good quality.
And that's usually like a simple margarita and thin crust.
Right. Mm. And a lot of other flavors you may see, like we talked about meat lovers, vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Yeah, there's so many. There's also loaded.
Loaded mm-hmm. means everything on it.
Yeah.
Very similar to deluxe or mm-hmm. supreme.
There's also like a four cheese pizza.
Ooh.
All the different types of cheeses.
Another authentic kind is the quattro or ooh. The four seasons.
Oh.
So four different flavors on one pizza.
I think one of my favorites is the gorgonzola pizza.
Oh, gorgonzola.
Yeah, and I don't like the Hawaiian, but I do like the gorgonzola with a little bit of honey.
Gorgonzola is a really smelly cheese that you either love or you hate.
Okay, I love it.
And I love it too. So let us know in the comments what your favorite type of pizza is and if you're a pizza snob or if you like Hawaiian.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely a pizza snob.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening and we'll see you soon.
See you later.